Hallelujah. Yes, you are Zivana Wakatonda.
Praise Jesus, children of God.
We'll
come back from the session we've passed through.
Mukusinza na kutendeza Katonda.
In the worship and the praise of God.
Eranga tumudize chiwa netendo.
And we give him glory and honor.
Olw'obulungi bwe bwatulaga buli emisana n'ekiro.
His goodness he shows us day and night.
Buli lunaku, buli lunaku.
Day and every day.
Eranga yatusuubiza.
And he promised us to reveal us all secrets of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we see has done good to us.
We
request you greet of your brethren and wish them the best
to
come from the Most High,
whom
we've understood well, anointing of double portion, the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. Began with the seventh seal, which is on the word of God. Seal of Spirit of the Lord. And we opened it up. Began to see of God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the way they existed, their image and their likeness. And we moved above the heavens in the double portion
and
began to see the beginning and the end. It's the Father, Son and the Holy Spirit above the heavens. Now we've seen much which are glorious, which are desired to be heard by all people. See how God has begun on us, given us glorious words, and expect to take them to many others. He that take his word, both thirsty of the light, indeed light is sweet.
As
those who go to get heated in the morning, experience the heating of the sunshine come in the morning. Let's see hands of such. All us have ever experienced that, except when you forgot it. Every day you want to get heated of the sun. Coldness happens, you get to complain. And you feel cold. And you desire light to come out. Light is sweet.
As it's sweet
on the body, the usual light, even the spirit is like that. It enjoys the light of the word. Every time it hears it, in the sweetness, it enjoys it.
Right now,
you don't yourself, you don't understand yourself. But now the way you feel in yourself,
inside,
you may be troubled by the body, but the spirit has hope.
It's
opened up, put their food.
Amen. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Father
has already thought for eatings. The Father Almighty.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord. We are here to teach us to profit. Is it not that? Isaiah 48:17. I am God who teaches you to profit.
We
show you the way you are to head to. Even today we've come to do that good work in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we want to move on. But in all, we give back glory to God. Brethren, what do you think of the laws of God, the commands and the judgments?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What do you think of the laws of God, commands and judgments? We're not going to study that. I want you to get thoughts onto that. For it is light. And the lamp which lightens for us, proves our life we are heading to. Praise Jesus much. So bad to forget the commands. The light of the word. Because you have nowhere you're heading on the journey to reaching eternal life, except when you have that light. If you study every day, see, he gets a command, or commands, or the law. Every day we study. Everything you're revealed. Though you are home,
it's
the word you read. Take it as a command or a law in you.
Up
to hold and to keep it.
Is
where he speaks in Proverbs. And he says, he speaks like this. On the command of God and the law. And I request you, our service of today,
want to be
added you on the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. He speaks and he says this. Proverbs 6, verse 23.
Kubange teka tabaza ekiragiro musana nayo kunenya kwoya kuyigiriza lyekube lyobulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ekiragiro
for the command, it's a real lamb.
Era neteka musana ogumulisa.
Even the law is light which lightens.
Era okunenya kwoya akunenya akulungamya.
And the rebuke of the one who guides you,
era lyekube lyobulamu.
The way of life.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Understand
in their Bible there are commands and laws. Plant everything, held it all your days.
You
move by it, be light your way.
They
say that the command is the lamp. The command. It shines close where you are.
It's
spoken from God to come to you. It comes as a small lamb. When it comes a law, be the much light shining. Don't do this and don't do that for keeping your life. Do this like this and that, and you hold on to eternal life. Now if it's a command,
it
comes from God like you see a dim light.
The
light is coming from somewhere. Reaching to you, it becomes into a law.
It
makes much light for you. Everything around you and that far, if it comes from God, seemeth a small thing.
See,
the shooting star, when these angels on death and hell,
command
comes from God, comes like that. Comes like a shooting star. The shooting star reaches where you are, it explodes to scatter.
It
turns into a law. It scatters light everywhere.
And are
seen very well.
What
threatening you yourself, but you've never thought of it.
When
you think of that word. But since God commanded us, commands came many in the scriptures. And they explode where we are turning too much light.
It comes,
a lamp comes from far.
It
reaches, it explodes where you are.
And
all around in the people. God sees you wherever you go. Everything you do,
yet
you don't see yourself.
You
cannot see that the command is to which extent its light reaches where. One of the first ministers in this world,
Adam, Yagamba,
Adam, he said,
your command,
he thought it caused
anything
here. It has light. If you analyze it,
it
shows even ants you've never seen of, like an ant of sin. For it's a command saying,
without
command I did never know sin.
When
command came, it lightened, I saw sin. Command is a very broad thing. The law is a real light. It lightens amazing things.
It's
not what I've come to teach of, but I wanted to speak of it. The way of bringing an advice your way. Mostly to the choir. God gives you many commands many times, yet you don't move by them. Don't want to speak much of you know what is come telling you. Nothing you will do get perfect without that light, without that lamp. All of us are like that.
Wanted
to single out the choir. Rebuke you public, for it's acceptable my way. Is it not that? Timothy says, rebuke them openly.
I've
not reached that level. Someone being trained, give them a song. Give them. Expect give you a command of sin. Is it not that? All of us are like here. Given commands by God.
He
passes the voice of the minister. Not hold on that command.
We
hold many troubles for that. We come back with the ministers. And we've moved wrong. Yet we've knocked ourselves. And we've knocked.
They
begin to rework on us.
So
you think of that work. Bible says in Romans 13 that the servant of God
is
there by the word of God. He doesn't hold that sword
so
in
vain.
I speak this to you, brethren. Think I speak of this new generation. Knowledge of God and His glory. Nothing I brought my own commands. Think, study it.
Never
make you do it without studying it. At least the way to do it. The word is there to do it. The word has time and season.
First
preacher told us that. Though you read scriptures,
the
spirit of counsel has time and season of scriptures. Read the scriptures, tell you do.
Yet it's
time and season to command you do that. Must worship and praise God. We have musicians, ministers in every corner. Minister, but think of time and season.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Think of light of the world. That's the command of God. It's His law. That's the guidance of life. But if we don't do that, nothing we shall do easily. Know how our brethren have failed much. And not first all, remember salvation came from Israel. Right from the Jews.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We know they failed on it. Failing to follow light of the word. And the command and the law.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he moved to Rome.
They
too failed for the same issues. Move to England.
Protestant.
Protestant.
Come
beat us, fail us before God.
Some
forget lightness how we shall move.
America
salvation moved there. Failed for failing light of the faith. Light of commands. And the lamp of the commands. And the light of the law.
For
we know the word of the light is God.
So,
we have to keep it tensely. And we love to serve God with fear and trembling.
Whenever
you're going to tremble like that, tremble before God to follow His commands. Never tumble, you move in the day. Have you ever seen me stumble? For light is close there.
And
though all these are done, have light in that and know how to move. If I didn't have light, today I would have stopped the choir to minister. In the human laws, in the laws of God, Lighten, know how you shall.
So, about Uganda.
Now, brethren, ministry in the world is not easy. Most when you move it manually, say when you don't have God, it's not Neomedes, can make many laws,
let
them into getting lost.
But
take serious carefulness. Move, keep your spirit and those of your brethren, those committed to you. And they have committed righteousness. And reward of righteousness waiting. Even to be thanked by God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Something of very serious carefulness. Serving in the midst of the world.
Serving
the living God. That's why it's written. You can never serve God. Because after he's done good to you, commit evils, you come back beating.
You
kept you not beaten, we are well.
We are protected.
God, we are beloved. It takes carefulness.
You
see how you will be living.
It
takes a serious criteria to show you God in this world. Know what comes back to show people God is many.
For
you see God, you cannot show him to others.
You've
seen much lies. People who think they saw God. Saw him, why did he show him to you? Didn't show him to you, for you didn't see him.
That's
the reason why you didn't see God. For he's not of God. The one of God can see God. Now this journey is broad. It's a wrong journey. Each of you handle where you're handling. In the way of handling for me,
you
follow the lamp of the commands and the light of the laws as the word of God is. In time you pervert, you make us get lost. As time come, pick you have headed to.
Tell
you when you leave the command of God, move miles led into death,
it
lead you into destruction, find you in the lake of fire, and come snatch you from there. People like that just snatched them from the fire. Just left commands.
Move
kilometers reaching you in death, reaching in hell, reaching in the lake of fire. You see as if you sit there. You see you are in the one place.
It's
an amazing journey of dead and lost. For you no more have life.
You
don't know where you've reached. Us coming to lighten again. Where are they? And we throw the light ahead. And look for your darkness moving on deep. Yet you're very comfortable in your darkness most of the times.
I mean,
the journey going to heaven. Yet you're not going there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So I've
spoken with you like that. That's a very broad word. What's spoken of now.
You can live commands,
a journey leading to death and hell,
even
the lake of fire, yet you seem to be sitting there.
Perhaps
you are somewhere, begin to get from commands.
Move,
journey, you don't know where you're headed. It runs very quick.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now think of it. Journey, hold it. It moves in the light of the word of God.
It's
to have in his commands and even the laws, and they do good to you for your eternal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank the Lord for that word. And let it be kept, that you can hold it and be written in the land alive.